You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my new series, Parrish. My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life. You know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC+.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, Kansas City Chiefs star Travis Kelce traded in his cleats for a teleprompter. He's hosting a new game show on Amazon Prime. Actor Michael J. Fox said if you became a celebrity in the 80s, you were tougher than today's celebrities. And the nephew has a big announcement for us. Yeah, he said it. Big announcement. We can't wait for that. That's all coming up at the top of the hour. But right now, it is time to ask the CLO. This is from Dana in Roanoke. Dana writes, I work a part-time job at a grocery store. My son is my boss, and he knows I'm slower than the other kids that work for him. He shows me no grace or favor because of my age. He said he has to do that. Well, does he really? Should I go find another job?
Yeah. What is the job she has? Did she say that, Shirley?
No, she didn't say. But
she's
kids work
slower
there,
than
so
the
maybe.
Other kids.
Hmm? She's slower.
Yeah, that's on a computer. That's a
mm-hmm.
computer job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they looking stuff up, Googling, and, you know, it's probably a tech position. Yeah, you probably need to
not
go
in
find
stock
another
room.
Job. No, yeah, she need to be somewhere like that, you know, counting canned food, stuff like that. You need a job at grocery store.
But what is he saying to his mom, though, grocery store?
Mom, you need a job at grocery store. You need to be somewhere counting cans, packing bags, something like that. You know, manual labor, just thanking stuff after you. Because these kids are slowing right by you, mama. And you pretty much slowing my whole company down. Matter of fact, mom, why don't you go and sit at the house and I'll just see you here. I'm gonna send
they
you
got
your
fired.
Check. You.
He fired his yeah. mama.
Mom, but here though, you ain't got to work. I'm gonna send you your check, mom. Just go on to the house. Sit up. I'm gonna send you your check to the house. You ain't got to come down here. And don't tell nobody else you're my mom, okay?
Wow. He's ashamed of his mom.
Yeah. Just go and pay her to stay at the house. You be
all right. Wow. Moving on to Wayne in Glendale. Wayne says an old friend was in town, so I stopped by her hotel and had breakfast with her before work. My wife called, and I told her exactly where I was. She hung up, and she hasn't spoken to me in days. Why be honest if this is how she's acting?
Exactly.
I knew you
were exactly. I'll be damned.
Just because you're honest doesn't mean people aren't going to get mad. They still want to know the truth.
What?
Yeah, they still want to know the truth. She wants to hear the truth, but it doesn't mean she's not going to get mad if she hears it.
No, did you see how she acted? No. Why? When she called him, did he tell her exactly what? An old friend of mine stopped into town. Friend of mine is in town. I stopped by to see her at her hotel.
He stopped right.
Well, hotel. Now, number one, how did you know she was coming to town? Number two, how did you know where she was staying? Right. And number three, why is your ass over there?
Yeah, yeah.
And the big one is, the hell you telling me that for? With your stupid behind. See, women prove to you why the truth ain't necessary all the time. It's no way I would pick that phone up and tell my wife that. It's no way.
What would you have said? What would you, where, you're there, but what would you have told your wife?
No, I'm down at the country club. I'm finna tee off.
That's it.
That's it, huh?
Matter of fact, I'll put myself so far away from a hotel and women. I'm down at the country club. I'm finna tee off.
Oh, okay.
I just got out the car. I'm walking in the store. I'm finna pick up some stuff before I come home. Anyway.
Okay. All right.
I'm walking into the gym right now. I decided to come down here and get a little workout in. There's no way I'm telling my wife. An old friend of mine came into town. I'm in her hotel room. We talked.
But would you have been there in the first place, though?
What? No, that ain't the question. That's you asking way too much.
No, it is my question.
No, you asking way too much.
She said what she said.
You don't have to. My client does not have to answer that. You don't have to.
You are not his attorney. Would you have been over there at her hotel having breakfast with her in the first place? So you wouldn't
my
have to
attorney.
Lie.
My attorney has just
plead a fifth.
Yeah.
That I threw talk.
Your attorney and you are full of it, okay? Moving on to Tootie in Valdosta. Tootie says, I met a man online and I really like him, but I can't stand his hair. He has a high top fade and is sticky and wet like a Jerry curl without the curls. Do I throw him away because of his hair or do I tell him he needs a good haircut and degreasing?
No. First of all, if you really like him, make sure that he likes you. And then slowly but surely bring it up.
Okay.
You don't need something on you need a degreasing and all that. Slowly but surely.
How,
it might take you some time to get it. I don't know, you know, but it takes time, you know.
I mean, you're saying she should say something eventually, just don't crush him right away.
You know, like do little stuff let's say they dating in this summer, you know, and you see a cute little straw hat that'll look good on.
You can't fit it on a high top fade.
Checking out the fella with a high top fade.
Buy the straw hat. There's just little things you could do to kind of like, but baby, this high top, don't nobody do that no more, baby. Cut it down a little bit. Oh, look at this hat.
Back on that hat.
He's not going to take a hint.
Ooh, I'm going to give you some. He's going to cut his hair down.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about the grease?
Make some changes.
What about the Jerry curl stuff? The grease.
We're going to do it. That, you know, it's just greasy light. He just got the wrong hair product in his hair. You know, he could be old school. Maybe that's ultra-sheen. You know,
he getting everything all
line. That could be pro-line, ultra-sheen, bergamot. You know, he don't know what it's
bergamot.
Like.
No,
not bergamot.
Old train.
Whole ass. You don't never know. You just got to bring him into the, you know, new day. But do not throw this man away.
All right. Last one, Steve. This is the last one. This is from Katina in the Bronx. Katina says, my husband stopped wearing his band, meaning his wedding band. He said his hands got bigger and it's too tight now. I suggested he get the ring resized, but he won't do it. Is he not wearing it on purpose? She wants to know.
Well, he ain't not wearing it accidentally. What you mean is he wearing it on, not wearing it on purpose? Yes, well, he's not wearing it on purpose. His hands can get bigger. You know, he probably got inflammation.
But he won't go down there and get it resized.
Well, it's hard to make a ring bigger.
Yes. All of our hands have gotten bigger since that wedding day. Trust me. All of them.
So did you get a new ring?
I have indentation on my hand.
My husband says so.
From wearing your ring?
Yeah. It's on there. But what, ring or not, who don't know I'm married?
Yes. Well, you're famous.
Hey, what's happening? How you doing? My name is Steve Harvey. Yeah, I'm single.
Coming up. Thank you, Sheila. What? Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.